We're still in the middle of a Facebook Live Passover Seder with Ray Haynes. Just go to the Risenstein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, or just the Victory website, victory.radio, if you're not doing the Facebook thing, and you can watch that live.
Don't even have to go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you want all the notes, all the on-air breaks, as well as this video, just go to the blog. The great thing is you can go there for now on. It's sitting there waiting. Oh, actually, 4 years of teaching on Passover. So if you really want to dig in and grow and learn, we've taught every aspect of Passover for the last 4 years. So whether it's the bridal paradigm, how you're the bride of Christ, or how God wars for you, it's, you know, it's neat stuff. So resurrection time. What is Passover if the lamb just stays there? What makes Passover so exciting is there is a resurrection. They got up in the morning and they walked out of those homes alive. The destroyer hadn't taken their lives. The Egyptians couldn't say that. Pharaoh couldn't say that, but they could. And it was a picture of what was going to happen. It happened 2 weeks before, and when Lazarus was raised from the dead. And then suddenly Jesus is crucified on the cross. He's dead. He's buried. And for 3 days, they don't see him. But everybody, whoever was before then, sees him.
Mm-hmm.
The righteous or not. For the first time, can you imagine Adam and Eve? I think, goodness, think of Eve. You mean, you know, all of us make mistakes. I mean, me with the matzo a few minutes ago. But imagine Eve. How do you bear that for 4,000 years? Everybody who's ever lived is now dead because of you, because of what you've done. Adam's got to be just really pumped. But what do you do? I mean, your failure has destroyed humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus walks in. He's on a mission because he's going to fulfill a 4,000-year-old promise. When Eve catches him, that look and recognize him, because remember, he walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. She would recognize him. Adam would recognize him. And he walks into that dark place where she had thought of her failure for four millenniums. Everybody recognizes her and Adam. They're the cause of every death. But as promised, Jesus arrives with a simple word. I promised you I'd crush the snake. He's been crushed.
Wow.
Mm. Hope was lost, and heaven counted to three.
He's been crushed.
Bob Goff.
He's been crushed for you, for every woman who came after you. You know, because there's cultures who treat women so badly. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't even remember why, but you can trace it back. Death no longer holds victory over anyone, let alone the woman who failed, let alone Adam. There's a new garden with only one tree and no serpents. And now, here he's here for 3 days. So Adam, Eve, and everyone else, he gives them an opportunity to begin to testify. So a synagogue is not like a church. It's not a sermon. It's a discussion. The room is filled with prophets who declared 353 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. They've got a few things to talk about because now they can go, that's the guy. That's the guy. John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He can now preach to Isaiah and to David and to Moses. Adam and Eve, we walked with him in the garden. Moses, he was the one that made my face shine. That's him. Shadrach, he was the one that walked with us in the fire.
Wow.
David, of all people, would remember his vision. He said, they pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing, they cast lots. Isaiah would say, he's the one born of a virgin. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And they're looking at his stripes. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And they're looking at him finally. Jeremiah would say the Messiah would be born of a virgin, a descendant of David, both God and man, and would make a new covenant. Jonah would talk of Jesus being dead for 3 days and coming back to life to preach repentance. He knew a thing or two about that. It's a 3-day-long sermon so that millions who have longed to worship Jesus can finally do it. But it does have to end because Jesus has a job to do. He's the real high priest. Ephesians 4. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is what it says. When he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What is he? This is still the scripture, not me. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so the body of Christ may be built up. All of it happens on the day of resurrection. These prophetic gifts, the evangelist gifts, the apostolic gifts, the pastors, the teachers, all of it happens right there. It's the Feast of First Fruits. Every family brings a portion of their harvest to the priests. It was forbidden to eat the crop until this portion has been offered. It's barley. They can't make bread. They can't do nothing. The priests have all got up early, went into the fields to offer the wave offering. So they hold up these sheaves of barley and they wave them towards heaven to thank God for his provision that will come this year. Let me read that scripture again from Matthew 27. The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open, the bodies of many holy people, saints who had died were raised to life, then came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city, appeared to many people. So these saints, these millions of people of old, are the first harvest. They've been waiting for this moment when they could walk with God in their purpose. When Jesus steps out of the grave, the gravestones all over the Mount of Olives begin to shake as dead men walked around Jerusalem on their way to heaven with Jesus. And this is why all those priests responsible for killing them are out waving these sheaves of barley in the fields. Had to be a bad day for them, or a really, really good day. So we'll wrap that up, last break, to tell you what happens next.
You're listening and watching to... I'm done. You're watching a Facebook Live Passover Seder, and you can watch this on victory.radio, the Risenstein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, and we will be wrapping this up, but it's all posted at victory.radio and those Facebook pages. The